In just the last few years, transgender people have become more visible. Americans are debating who can use what bathroom, and you can now see parents helping their children transition before they hit puberty. But nothing is more a sign of the times than this. Older Americans who have kept their identity secret for decades are now starting to come out. NPR's Gabriela Saldivia has the story of a woman who transitioned while working in one of the most traditional jobs in America.
Day one, February 11th, 2014. I wake up, I'm like, wow, there's so many things I gotta get done now. I haven't got my eyebrows done. I still gotta work on my makeup, and we gotta make sure it's all perfect at the time. I was wearing a wig. I was like, oh my goodness, spending so much time. And then I had a 45-minute drive. And that whole 45 minutes, it was just panic.
Police Sergeant Jessica Hawkins was going to work for the first time as a woman. She was a cop at the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C.
I really thought they were going to slash my tires. I thought for sure my locker was going to be on fire, my car would be vandalized. I expected all of that.
Hawkins knew her job was safe because D.C. law is clear. You can't discriminate based on gender identity. But her fellow officers, they were a different story. Before her transition, Hawkins was known as a real man's man kind of cop. So she reached out to find an ally.
It was a phone call on my cell phone.
That's Sergeant Brett Parson, Hawkins' first boss of the department.
I basically called everybody that I could possibly think of who would be supportive and made sure that they were there. The other phone calls I made were as, I guess, an enforcer to say, if somebody so much as giggles in that roll call room, I'll have their.
So I get there. I meet with a friend of mine.
And I was waiting for her when she pulled up, and she stepped out. It's the first time I had seen her, dressed as Jessica. And I looked at her and I said, I've only got one piece of advice for you. Walk in like you own the place.
And he said, I'm proud of you, and put his arm around me and just walked me in. And the folks who still supported me, they actually showed up in a standing room only. That meant a lot. A lot.
Getting through that first day was hard enough, but it turned out to just be the start. Now she was walking the beat every day as a policewoman.
You know, I had one lady, I'm walking on 17th Street, and she asked me, she goes, are you really a police officer? Now I was wearing makeup, and I had my little stud earrings in, and I said, yes. She goes, well, I've never seen a male officer wear makeup before. It definitely hurt my feelings to the point I just walked away and found a little hole to cry in for a minute.
Hawkins doesn't feel as confident as she used to. But the daily harassment taught her how to be a better cop.
From transitioning, I have a lot more empathy, far more than I've ever had before. And it's like, I know what it's like to be discriminated against or to be told no because of who I am now.
Right after her transition, Hawkins took it upon herself to start showing up at crime scenes involving transgender men and women. Soon she was given more responsibility, and now she's the head of the LGBT liaison unit, where she's helping to solve cold cases of transgender women murdered in D.C. Suddenly, her police work was personal.
Because in those situations, it's like instant calm when I come on the scene. Because one thing they know for sure is I'm not going to humiliate her, or I'm not going to get the gender or the pronoun wrong, or her name. I'm going to use the preferred name. It kind of gives them hope. From what I understand, a lot of them report back to me, and they're like, Jessica, we're so glad to see you.
It's difficult to transition, period. But the later in life you are, the tougher it is. For one thing, as men age, their faces and bodies continue to become more masculine. Hawkins has hazel eyes and dyed blonde hair, but she's square-jawed with large, muscular arms.
I'm almost 6 feet tall, broad-shouldered. It's hard. There's some things there's no surgery in the world that's going to correct.
Now she's taking hormones, developing breasts.
You're going through a puberty process all over again, and it's a new body. Your hormones are different, and it affects the way you think and the way you do things. And it's best to equate it to, for me, think of the 14-year-old girl who is brand new at high school, and she's not in a popular group. And whatever reason that sets her outside of the popular girls, and she wants to be part of that group.
Hawkins is trying to fit in and be accepted as a woman. She thought it would just take time. She wasn't expecting to have to compromise as well.
When I see something, it's almost like I disregard everything else. And sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing, because sometimes I get tunnel vision about what I want, and I don't consider other things.
Other things, like how people in her life would react.
I didn't think my wife would actually leave me. I thought it was something we can survive. Right now, it's a big question of starting into the personal stuff of, like, you know, single, divorced. I do miss the life I had as a man. I miss that. I miss the outer parts of it. I miss having a wife, and I miss the way I was able to interact with my family.
Recently, Hawkins got to a point where she tried going back to being a man to get her old life back. Her wife had met someone else and gave Hawkins one last chance to save their marriage.
She goes, if we get back together, there will be no Jessica. You'll cut your hair, you'll change your name back, you'll change your gender back, no more hormones, and not even dressing up on the weekends, nothing. So I tried, and then 6 weeks later, I realized, no, that's not going to work.
So now, Hawkins is somewhere in the middle. She stopped wearing makeup and jewelry. It just makes life easier.
Basically, I'm just in this zone where I'm just more androgynous these days. And this way, if someone does refer to me as a sir or mister, it doesn't hurt my feelings. When I go on the street, all I see is a cop with long hair.
It's a way to protect herself. Hawkins isn't quite the woman she wants to be. But for her, it beats not being a woman at all.
One thing I won't take back is the fact that, yeah, I now have the freedom to be who I am. Whether I maintain as a male or a female or somewhere in between, at least there's no more shame, there's no more secrets. My family, my employer, my friends, they all know my story, they know who I am, they know what I'm about.
Gabriela Saldivia, NPR News, Washington.